This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi. How
Hi.
Art thou? You're well, Jennifer, I can tell. You feel
how
happy.
Art
you
thou?
Feel healthy. How great thou art. Yeah, Victoria, you sound up, and alive, as it were. And Kara is her usual self at the controls in the studio in Washington, which our originating studio at Radio America, our originating network. All right, so Jennifer, time for you to do a report to the nation, please.
Oh, this is going to be a big one. It's going to knock your socks off because it's all about your favorite thing, Dougie. It's all about football.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh.
Okay, good. Kaboom. Kaboom.
Try to tamp down that enthusiasm. Well, this is, I think, an interesting story. So John Dorsey, who is the general manager of the Browns, said last week that he was open to hiring a woman as Cleveland's next coach. They're an embattled team, to say the least. And one prominent name kind of rose to the top of the team wish list for this type of interview. The Browns would like to interview former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice for the job, according to ESPN. Now, if the Browns follow through, if everything worked out, Condoleezza Rice would become the first woman to interview for an NFL head coaching job. Now, some of the news traveled back to Condoleezza Rice, who is a very loud and proud Browns fan. And she went on to Twitter and said, "I love my Browns, and I know they will hire an experienced coach to take us to the next level. On a more serious note, I do hope that the NFL will start to bring women into the coaching profession as position coaches and eventually coordinators and head coaches. One doesn't have to play the game to understand it and motivate players, but experience counts, and it's time to develop a pool of experienced women coaches." She continues, "By the way, I'm not ready to coach, but I would like to call a play or two next season if the Browns need ideas. And at no time will I call for a prevent defense." But the scuttlebutt's still going that perhaps she's just playing coy and that maybe Condoleezza Rice might be in the running for this position. I actually think they might be onto something here. And maybe it's not Condoleezza Rice. Maybe it's Victoria. Maybe it's Kara. Maybe it's me. Someone who just watches like one football game maybe a week or maybe three football games a year. You know, there's beginner's luck in this sport. Maybe the Cleveland Browns need to bring in someone who has no idea about football at all. Maybe just
make
change
a reality
that person
show
out every year.
Well, I'm smelling a reality show here where,
exactly,
you know, a bunch of people compete to become the new coach of the Cleveland Browns.
But I think
why not?
Think about fantasy football. Who always,
yep,
wins the first year of fantasy football? It's people
it's
who don't know what the heck's going on. So
yep,
maybe this is just an idea. Throw the rule book out the window.
For one season, you get to be the coach.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of other sports items, as long as we're in that department. Former Falcons defensive end Tim Green says he's been diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He posted that he's, quote, extremely grateful that mine is a slow progressing version of the disease. He was on CBS 60 Minutes saying, quote, "For the first time in the past 5 years, I've been coping with some neurological problems in my hands. First, the doctors thought the damage I'd done to my elbows and football was the culprit, so they operated to release the nerves. But the issue persisted. My voice began to weaken. That's the only reason I've had to stop visiting schools to talk with children. And then finally I was diagnosed with ALS. 54 years
old. That's a terrible diagnosis.
Yeah, it really is. It's because there's no cure.
And there's so many, I think there's so many football injuries that are taking people down that path where it's not just CTE, it's ALS seems to be really linked to concussions as well.
Yeah, well, when you look at what happened on the Sunday games to the Redskins quarterback, Alex Smith got carted off of the field after he busted
his ankle, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Same, it was on the day of the Joe Theismann. His career was over by the same kind of hit. It's a dangerous, dangerous sport, a dangerous, dangerous game, and it is in all, whether it's the physical, the mental, the emotional. Granted, these people get paid a lot of money. I think the starting salary for a first-year player in the NFL is $700,000 a year, and many go on to make more. The average length of time one spends in the NFL is 3 years. And so in that time frame, you have three games. You get the opportunity to get whacked and sacked. And so,
that doesn't include all the years leading up to that you've been playing, probably starting from Pop Warner.
Right.
Pop Warner is a little kid.
Yeah. You don't just jump into the game. You've been playing for a long time to get good enough to make it into the NFL.
Yeah.
So, good thought for Tim Green. And others, Alex Smith, hope he's going to be all right. Generally speaking, New Orleans and Philadelphia, the score was 48-7.
New Orleans spanked them. Oh, my God, they spanked them so hard.
Uh-huh. The Saints are the best team in the league, I think, so far, aren't they? If I'm not mistaken.
One of. The Redskins, I think,
in that league. The Rams have only lost one, which is pretty good for them.
Yeah. All right, 14 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, Doug.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
The wait is finally over. Dove's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Ugh, my feet are so cold.
That's because you're wearing just ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing. Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest thermal socks. Independent lab tests prove it. Our 3-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Go to heatholders.com, get a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal to save 25% off and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. Use the code BLIZZARD25 until November 26th on heatholders.com. Go to heatholders.com.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select style. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play. Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech. Laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 half the hour on the DJV program. People, I'm going to acknowledge somebody named Michael Baker who just sent me a note. I was taking a shot at me for something that I didn't understand. We were talking about something in a recent hour, and I asked the ladies for some clarification. I think it was about a singer. And this guy said, how have you been on the air this long? What's the matter with you? You're so stupid. You don't know anything, basically, is what he's saying. So my response to you, sir, newsflash, you aren't perfect either.
Yeah, what?
I am not a perfect person.
You don't know.
Yeah.
There are no perfect people.
And you will not be the first to not be perfect. It's kind of a relief, actually.
You know, I would say Doug used to know a lot. It's just... He's been here a while.
I don't know if that helps.
So leave him alone.
I am being the best person I'm capable of being. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Opening up our focus on people. Ice-T. Remember the rapper now? He's on Law & Order, been there for a long time.
Sure.
Said his... remember last time we talked about him, he'd gotten a speeding ticket going over the George Washington Bridge in his new Maserati or whatever he was driving. And now, he's been on Twitter talking about his favorite kind of bagel. New Yorker. He actually is from Newark, I think, though, originally. Close enough. The question is, for all New Yorkers, I guess, isn't there a New York bagel company, by the way?
Oh, does Larry King run that?
There's a million.
Yeah. Is it Larry King's company is named Manhattan Bagel or New York Bagel or something, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Anyway, he was asked on Twitter what his favorite bagel is, and his answer was, quote, I've never eaten a bagel in my life. Then he added, I've never had a cup of coffee either. Oh, sounds like Doug Steffen.
He only drinks
I haven't
iced
had
tea.
A bagel. Iced tea drinks iced tea. Of course he does. Jennifer, how in the world? This is a guy who pretty much figured out how to do this, and he's gotten into a groove on SVU or whatever. Is it SUV, SVU?
SVU, Special Victims Unit, yep.
Right. And so he's had a good career there and pretty much is recognized. Well, that show has been around for a long time, and pretty much everybody on it is
the longest-running one, right, of all of the
Now
Law
it is,
Orders?
Yeah. Yeah, it
this
is now.
This story is shocking and appalling to me, though, as a bagel lover. And
I know, right?
I can't believe it. My favorite part of the whole story is that people were like, hold on a second, and they did fact-checking, and they were like, there's an episode where he's walking around holding a bagel, but I guess just because he's holding a bagel doesn't mean he's ever eaten one.
Exactly. Yes. Also, people in the news, Jessica Chastain is a mom. Well, sort of. She and her husband...
No, she is a real mother.
Well, she didn't go through the actual birthing process.
That doesn't
process.
Make her not a mother.
Did I finish the story yet? I don't think so.
But you're already like, she's a mother, sort of.
Well,
my God.
Isn't one of the things that makes you a mother, in a sense, even if you adopt, I think, I'm not trying to create, I think part of motherhood certainly could be considered carrying a baby 9 months in the womb. Maybe it doesn't qualify, you don't have to, because of adoption and that other stuff. I just brought it to people's attention because I remember we were just talking about...
She's a surrogate to not bury the cheater, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just said that. I think I said that.
No,
did
you
I
didn't
not say
that.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
You said she's a mother, sort of.
She keeps her personal life private, which is a good thing. A lot of actors and actresses like everything about them to be public. But the reason I brought it up is because Chris Maloney, who used to be one of the stars on SVU, lived next door to me in Santa Monica for a couple of years. And his wife, they had two children, and she didn't have either one of them. There was a surrogate. I remember meeting the surrogate, as a matter of fact, at the Christmas party. And I thought that was the first time I ever ran across that, actually having a baby by surrogate. But quite a few people do it now, I think. Interesting way of bringing a new child into the world. Just another one of those things that makes us aware of the world here on the DJV program, 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hope he's bringing me love.
The programming here on the DJV program, we decided a week or so ago to make sure we had at least in one of our music portions of the program. Every hour we devote 5 or 6 minutes to music stories and music stars. And we decided, at least for now, maybe as we get closer to Christmas, we'll devote a little more time to Christmas music. Meanwhile, we started here with John Legend, who is going to throw a big holiday party, televised. He and his wife, Chrissy Teigen, are going to do a legendary Christmas with John and Chrissy. Stevie Wonder will be on it. Keenan Thompson, Zach Gillifagunkalamunkarbungas, Jane Lynch, Darren Criss, Megan Trainor, and all of Queer Eye's Fab Five. Some other guests.
Queen Carol will be watching.
Right.
Her boyfriend.
Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Good Girl star Retta, and Crazy Rich Asian star Awkwafina. Is that Awkwafina? Which one was she?
She was the friend with the short hair who already lived in that, like, I don't know, the kind of funny, outrageous one.
Yeah, she was pretty interesting. Let's see, also Kelly Clarkson, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton are going to appear. He's going to join all, I guess those three anyway, Kelly, Adam, and Blake for season 16 of The Voice, right? Isn't he in on that? I think he signed on for that.
Yeah, he's going to be, yep.
So his new holiday album was called Legendary Christmas in October. No, it was released in October. Legendary Christmas was released in October. You got it, folks? And so this special on TV will be Wednesday, the 28th of November, which is a week from this Wednesday. And they're going to put it on again on December 12th. So that'd be kind of nice. I like him a lot. I don't know that much about her.
I love his Christmas music. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. What's she all about? I know her name, but I don't know.
She's fun.
Is she good?
She's very funny. She's smart. Yep.
Good.
She's the co-host with LL Cool J on the Lip Sync Battle show.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it now. Yep. Got it. Thank you for that reference. Also, Christmas music. We go from John Legend and his new album to some of the traditional music. Focus now on, as we have a list of 100 top sellers of all time for Christmas music. And, of course, every season this changes somewhat because what sells for Christmas this year will be added into the list. At number 87, Bing Crosby's Hawaiian Christmas.
Binger!
The Bingster.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
I always just see him standing in front of a phony Hawaiian background with some Hawaiian hula dancers behind him holding a martini in one hand and casually flinging the microphone in another.
He had a very
laid back.
So you gotta give this guy. His voice was so unusual.
His voice is amazing.
Yeah, he reminds me of Perry Como, some of the people that came out of that era. Had Grace and Jerry Vale, great distinguishable voices.
I just love
a movie or something.
He sounds very relaxed, doesn't he?
I think this wasn't a movie, Victoria, right. I don't know what.
It was just like an odd choice for him to do a Hawaiian Christmas song if it didn't tie into a movie.
I don't know if it went into an original movie, that may be, but it was in Christmas Vacation when Chevy Chase was imagining himself getting that pool, and this was playing in the background.
Yeah. We just watched that, actually.
I love it.
Number 86 on the list of most popular Christmas songs goes to Andy Williams again. This is a fabulous. That's one of my favorite Christmas tunes, secular Christmas tunes. Sleigh Ride, originally written by Andre Kostelanitz.
Let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland of snow.
Isn't that great? This is so. How can you be in a bad mood to listen to this? And especially want to sing along. Let's see the great things. Good stuff. Why not? Let's have some fun here as we get closer into it. It's really hard to imagine. Christmas is 5 weeks from today, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So put that in your pipe, Santa Claus. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
It'll be the perfect ending of the first.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If it's getting harder to hear conversations, including the ones on TV, it might be time to see an audiologist.
In general, the recommendation is around the age of 50 to have just a preventative hearing screen. The sooner, if you notice that you're having difficulty.
Dr. Greta Stamper is an audiologist at Mayo Clinic in Florida. She says one difficulty in particular tends to finally get patients into her office.
They realize they're not understanding their grandchildren, or they've missed something that one of their grandkids said.
Dr. Stamper says if an exam does reveal a problem, a hearing aid may be the recommended remedy.
A lot of people think that, oh, I'm still able to hear something. That means that I don't need hearing aids yet. But the thing is that hearing aids can provide a lot of benefit, even when you still do have a good amount of usable hearing.
It's a small piece of technology that can have a big impact, whether you're watching your favorite show or talking with your grandchild. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
So we have
four deceased individuals, police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago police say four people killed in a shooting at Mercy Hospital, including the gunman, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance called.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
there's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes and they saved a lot of lives because we just don't know how much damage he was prepared to do.
Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel.
Remember what is important in life and that there are others who are part of our larger family who will have a tear and a hole that will never really heal, but will always have a scar.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Four after the hour, did you know that? As for horses and better for cows, if you don't like it, you can eat grain. Spoken by the host of the American Family Farm. All right.
See any Christmas trees yet, ladies?
Not yet. In stores, not in my home. But. Yeah.
I saw one, a large group being delivered to one of those outdoor places. Lots of Christmas trees are sold this week, usually the day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, but does Black Friday mean anything? By the way, Jennifer Horn, good morning. Let me introduce you to her and Victoria Keelan and Kara Shillen. Are there really any big? I was watching Black Friday sales in September, or even last summer. This idea, I guess, was okay, but, you know, it seems to have been as much of the stuff is kind of bastardized. Anybody pay any attention to them anymore, really?
Doesn't
sound like it. I don't hear a lot of crickets here.
I'm not a Black Friday shopper, so...
I mean, I think the sales are good. I just think most people are lazy and like to do it online now.
Really? Well, they ought to think about the ramifications of all of the... Oh, my God, the packaging. Woof! All right, so, Victoria, would you like to lead us?
Is that scientific?
Woo! All right, Victoria, lead us down a path to prominence, will you please?
Well, let's talk some turkey. How about that? So this is everybody got turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Hey, good job.
Everybody's got turkey on the brain this week. And so this year, apparently, there are turkey trends. And so deep-fried turkeys were really popular for they had a good run for a couple of years. And so now this year, apparently, there are some new popular trendy turkeys. One of them is a pickle brined turkey. So this is apparently going to replace the salt brine, which a lot of people use to, they just kind of coat it in sea salt. This is a Martha Stewart thing. She does this a lot. And it apparently keeps the moisture in if you brine it overnight before. Now people are using dill pickle to soak the turkey overnight. And then when they cook it, they add lots of spices, jalapenos, habanero peppers, things like that. So it kind of makes it really spicy. In other spicy turkey news, hot Cheetos are apparently trending for turkeys this year. Now, hot Cheetos are actual Cheetos that have gotten a lot of buzz on YouTube and with kids challenging themselves to eat a whole bag of hot Cheetos. Well, apparently, if you crumble them all up and make, like, a crust for the turkey, that is one of the popular ones. Bacon-wrapped turkeys are also a big thing this year. Cajun turkeys, lots of spice. But the most bizarre, but also maybe the prettiest, is called the millennial turkey. And it is, this is for Jen, it is totally coated in edible glitter.
Oh,
yes. Now, Jen loves glitter.
I'm in.
This, you can actually make your own edible glitter, and then you can coat the turkey in it, and it comes out shiny and sparkly in gold edible glitter.
Oh, yeah. Let's do gold, for sure, because we don't, we're not heathens, for crying out loud. Gold glitter,
Think for yourself.
Gold glitter turkey. Now, you can make the glitter. This is actually a recipe that's this year it's been put out by Reynolds Wrap, and so you can go onto their website, and you can get the glitter recipe. You can make your own edible glitter. All the stuff is available at craft stores, which doesn't sound that edible to me, but sure, I guess it is. And you can actually make, you can do gold glitter, silver glitter, rose gold glitter. Can you imagine? That's like the perfect millennial turkey's rose gold glitter.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would love that. So you can do any color glitter you want. If you don't want your turkey to look au naturel, then hey, give it a good dusting of some fairy dust. So, happy Thanksgiving.
This deserves some shine. I like it.
All right. Here's another turkey story. 91,000 pounds of ground turkey have been recalled. The major turkey company says that this is a problem due to salmonella. So, strains of salmonella in 1-pound packages of Jenny O's. 93% lean, 85% lean. This is taco seasoned turkey and Italian seasoned ground turkey products. Jenny O's. Do not throw them away. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. This is one of these, again, the turkey hamburgers, or what do they call them, her turkey burgers, are around year-round. So this is not just for Thanksgiving, but imagine a lot more of them are sold around Thanksgiving than the rest of the year. There was a sample, but this is the usual stuff from the government. This is a batch that came out in September. I remember when I used to get closed down and I sold raw milk on the farm, they'd always call me to shut the place down for a bad read on milk that was 3 weeks ago because it took them that long to get through their BS. So by the time, if anybody is going to be affected by this, again, the production batch was in September and it's been out since October 1st, people say, well, you could still have this in your freezer.
Yeah, a lot of people. I actually do this myself. I buy ground turkey and then put it right in the freezer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the way you fix this is to cook. There are two fixes for this. Well, there are a couple of three, four fixes for it. Not allowing this much stuff to, but just talking to yourself when you get into the thing of not making these huge companies do what they do. But that's, you know, neither here nor there at this point. The problem is that you don't cook this stuff enough. People like medium. I was in a restaurant on Saturday night, on a Friday or Saturday night, and there was somebody at the table with us that ordered a raw hamburger.
What?
And I said,
raw
really?
Hamburger?
Well, you know what I mean. It was like hardly medium. What do they call it when you're
medium
rare?
Well, pretty well. Okay. Yeah, rare.
Rare. No. Rare.
Okay.
Right. And so the thing came out. It was hardly cooked at all. I said, you're going to get sick eating that stuff. You may not get sick tonight. I was very popular with this person. Looked at me. But it was actually, this woman had been sick, and she said she'd been sick. She had an upset stomach. And then she orders a medium rare hamburger and french fries on a sick stomach. So,
did you lose your date for the Brian Wilson concert?
No.
Because I'm wondering if that's where this was going to end.
Seems about right.
Yeah. No. That's not the person. Anyway, so the idea of having this reality in front of you and having the opportunity to fix it, yeah, bring it back if you want. But why do you cook this stuff? It's not good for you if it's raw anyway. And so you cook it and you get rid of the salmonella or listeria, E. coli, whatever is in it. You cook it like pork or it's like chicken or anything else. It's, you just can't eat it raw anymore. You got to cook it through and through and through. So this thing, because of the problem, there have been 64 people who went to the hospital. Regulators found traces of salmonella in raw turkey pet food, too. Now,
that's the thing. Feeding your dogs, and I don't think cats do it, but the raw food for dogs,
bad.
My vet has said, because I'm always looking for the healthiest option to feed my dogs, and our vet said, you know, he was like, look, stay away from all this raw stuff. And he was right, because I signed up for a website that sends you all the recalls, and it's every day there's some raw food recall for dogs.
Yeah.
So just stay away, and you don't need to. Dogs don't need to eat raw meat.
Nope. All right, so that's the story. Be on the lookout for ground turkey. If you've got it, cook it well, and you'll be okay. If you don't want to do that, bring it back to the store. But don't throw it away. That's not in your best interest, frankly. Speaking of your best interest, if you need health advice, check out our new DJV Health News, which you can find every day, all day, at djvhealthnews.com. You have updates like this information there, what to do, how to do it, where to go, health advice for certain problems. You have questions. There are lots of answers on our new public service. It's the DJV Health News website, djvhealthnews.com. 44 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Insight Daily Radio.
The Christmas city is big and beautiful.
In the tradition of You've Got Mail and Sweet Home Alabama, a new holiday movie release entitled Christmas on the Coast tells the story of tough and cynical New York celebrity novelist Jacinta Drew Cassidine, who is famous for romance stories but is desperate after a string of flops. With her publisher about to drop her, she has just weeks to turn out a bestseller. To spark her creativity, Drew retreats to her childhood home on the ocean for the holidays. As the coastal town prepares for Christmas, Drew struggles to write while a flood of emotions come over her. When handsome local widower Bryson Flynn enters her life, raw fiction turns to real romance on the southern shore with an unexpected twist no one saw coming. We spoke with actors Julianne Emery and Burgess Jenkins about their roles in this soon-to-be classic holiday movie.
Not to speak for Julianne about Drew.
Oh, I won't let him. You can try.
Oh,
go ahead.
Here we go. Jacinta is a complicated character. I mean, she's got a lot to unpack, and on some level, so does Bryson. And watching these two do that and collide adds a richness to the storyline that I don't think you find in a lot of holiday films. But at the same time, there's still all the fun and the silliness and the ride that the movie takes you on, which is, it's an unusual combination. I think that's one of the things that sets it apart. And if I may, a tip of the hat to Julianne for all the work that she put into it to have that kind of range, because it just wouldn't be the movie that it is without that.
That's actors Julianne Emery and Burgess Jenkins on their new holiday movie, Christmas on the Coast, which premieres Sunday, November 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's more at insp.com and christmasonthecoastmovie.com.
Insight Daily Radio.
This giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And until December 2nd, you can get special Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Plus, save on other photo gifts. It's our best deal of the season. So get Black Friday prices with 60% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code Radio60. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code Radio60.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If it's getting harder to hear conversations, including the ones on TV, it might be time to see an audiologist.
In general, the recommendation is around the age of 50 to have just a preventative hearing screen. The sooner, if you notice that you're having difficulty.
Dr. Greta Stamper is an audiologist at Mayo Clinic in Florida. She says one difficulty in particular tends to finally get patients into her office.
They realize they're not understanding their grandchildren, or they've missed something that one of their grandkids said.
Dr. Stamper says if an exam does reveal a problem, a hearing aid may be the recommended remedy.
A lot of people think that, oh, I'm still able to hear something. That means that I don't need hearing aids yet. But the thing is that hearing aids can provide a lot of benefit, even when you still do have a good amount of usable hearing.
It's a small piece of technology that can have a big impact, whether you're watching your favorite show or talking with your grandchild. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour. Okay, some more people in the news. Everybody loves this as part of our program. Mr. Jamal Khashoggi is still dead. However, as the floating bits and pieces of information about him and what happened to him, apparently they got him out of the embassy that he was in a... They chopped him up. That's why they wanted to chop him up, because they couldn't figure out how to get him out. They put him in a piece of luggage. Mm-hmm. Say what?
Yeah, they haven't been able to find him, I don't think, have they?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll find him.
No, he's in little pieces.
Luggage, yeah, right, exactly. How would you do that? Here's, I don't know, I thought that was interesting. It's like, every time I get a chance to slam the Saudis, I guess I take it. And so there's another one. Here's the story of a nice... Oh, I guess she's a nice lady. Her name is Sadie Durbin. Great name, Sadie. I always liked that name. She was in a restaurant breastfeeding her seven-week-old daughter. You know where we're going with this. We have all these stories of public breastfeeding all over the place. They're always there. You get the story. The nurse and the nursing in the restaurant and waitress comes over and says, please stop doing that. And her mother complains about it on Facebook. And then both sides are outraged and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, this lady's at the Texas Roadhouse restaurant in Louisville. And there was more progress. That's why I'm telling you the story, because at least in the eyes of breastfeeding advocates, I guess, and I'm one of them, I just think that the baby, when the baby's hungry, you got to breastfeed it. That's the deal. And people get all, look at somebody's breast. Oh, my God. Hello.
The thing, too, is I've never seen someone breastfeeding with just, like, their boob all the way. Like, no. It's always pretty discreet because the baby's head is in the way. Yeah. And apparently the manager who said something tried to then put a blanket over the baby's head.
Yeah.
He was not having it. And it's against the law in Kentucky. I'm reading the law right now. It says a mother may breastfeed her baby or express breast milk in any location, public or private, and no person shall interfere. So I guess the manager needs to read up on the law there.
The picture of her breastfeeding, I mean, she's a... if I say what I'm thinking, I'll be accused of being a sexist.
You know why she has large boobs? Because she has milk in them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what big breasts are all about. What?
Come
what,
on.
Jennifer?
You were going to say she's well-endowed. We know you.
Yeah, but you not saying it doesn't hide what you were going to say. Everybody knows.
Well, anyway, I remember
when... We heard
when...
the admiration in your voice.
It brings me back to, actually, my wife, when she was breastfeeding Megan and Brenna, used to get the same stuff. But that was 40-some-odd years ago. And it's still kind of... And it was my stepmother who was the one who made the most noise. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The hour now on the DJV program. Tom Kreitler, normally here from the Money Pit, is ill. He has some kind of salmonella poisoning. Imagine that, after we just talked as much as we did about cooking all of the meat. I'll have to fix him up next time he's here. Meanwhile, there's an announcement from Jell-O today that will captivate everybody's attention, because they have a new line of edible toys, the Jell-O Play Collection, capitalizing on the slime movement going around. Jell-O is rolling out its own edible slime. Oh, won't this be great?
Just in time to make holidays messier.
That's it. Strawberry and lime. You have to add water to this pre-made mix in order to create the slime. Every canister of Jell-O Play edible slime makes two batches of slime. 100% edible, washes away easily with soap and warm water. These slime toys have become an international trend. Really? I never heard of them before. You heard of these slime things
slime
before?
Is huge, yeah.
Really?
Jell-O's actually kind of late to the game, because slime has been around forever.
Really?
Yeah. But it's
slime,
gotten really popular again. Like, it was popular when I was a kid, but then it kind of went away, and then now it's back in a big way.
Slime. All right, Whole Foods says they are cutting prices again. This is a come on, what a bunch of BS this is. They say It's been about a year, I think, since Whole Foods brought out by Amazon. The plan of action was to cut prices when they first merged, and now price cuts are here to stay. Say it again, stay. As the founder of Whole Foods Market, John McKay, says, quote, we've cut our prices twice so far in large chunks, going to continue to do that. What they don't tell you is that they're changing the produce that they're selling to you. The reason they cut the prices because they're getting produce that isn't as good as what they used to get. So they buy it cheaper, sell it cheaper. It's a big come on. It's a lot of baloney. Whole Foods has become crap in many ways. Not only the food, but the wait staff, the people that work. I don't like going into... I only go into Whole Foods when I feel like I quote unquote have to. There are a couple of local stores that are much better, for me anyway. And I have to fight with them every time if I use my Amazon Prime card, because they can never find it.
Use the app. You don't.
Yeah, I had. I even actually brought the app with me.
You just use the app on your phone.
But they're supposed to be able to use your phone. I mean, your give them a phone number and it's supposed to come up.
I've never heard that. I don't know.
All right. Well, I always bring you up to date with new and exciting things. Costa Coffee, which is the largest coffee chain in Europe, second largest in the world. They don't have any offices here. Has instituted a policy prohibiting the sale of coffee to teenagers and youngsters. Costa employee over the summer refused to serve an iced coffee to a 12-year-old. And the question then came up, should stores be able to ban the sale of coffee and other caffeinated beverages to children? The answer ought to be yes, whether it's there or here, I think. Ladies, when did you first start drinking coffee, Victoria?
College, maybe even after college. I was very late to the coffee game, but I had friends who drank it in high school, and I just wasn't into it then. So I'd rather have like hot chocolate. But some people say, oh well, you know, it stunts your growth, the caffeine. Other people say it doesn't. I don't know. I think we need a little more definitive research medically on the effects of coffee and adolescence, because
there was a survey.
I don't think it could be that good for you.
1,000 teenagers finding Starbucks was the second most popular eatery behind Chick-fil-A in a list of restaurants where teens are most likely to spend their money. That is pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You add in, though, the energy drinks and soda. This is caffeine plus here, right, for these kids? Oy, caffeine plus. Reese's has a new advent calendar. More holidays, more advent calendars. We used to have these all the time when I was a kid. First up is the Hanukkah Advent calendar, which starts. Hanukkah is, 2 weeks from now? First week of December, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it starts on the 2nd.
Yeah.
That's really early this year, though.
It is early, very early, yeah. Reese's says it's encouraging the gifting and eating of milk chocolate coins, wrapped up in shiny gold and silver for 8 days. And then later on, Christmas, another time to indulge in your favorite candy, largely thanks to the invention of the advent calendar. We always had advent calendars. I did when I was a kid. My children did. Did you grow up on advent calendars, you two?
One or two, I remember, yeah. But I busted through all of them and ate all the candy at once.
I mean, we had regular, like, real advent calendars. Open them up and little stories about Christmas and stuff.
Oh, yeah, but you also get chocolate.
Cool. Well, in these, you certainly are with Reese's anyway. All right, that's it. Up-to-date food info on the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.